we tried to review some of the issues like insecurity in the sub-region, which has currently taken over a huge part of the region. Look at Nigeria, to the Sahel region, where you have Mali, Niger Republic, and then Burkina Faso, almost overrun by insurgents. And we felt that we're not seeing actions from the member states. We're not seeing actions from the heads of states. We're not seeing serious actions in rooting out these guys and bringing calmness. And we cannot allow the entire space to be derailed this way and the space taken off entirely. And then coupled with the fact that we also have the COVID and its devastating implications on the region. So we felt we needed to speak at this time. And we came for 3 days and had a review of the entire situation. That's why we took the decision.
What were the key changes that the group or participants of this three-day workshop want to see at ECOWAS? What are the changes?
The key decisions that we took essentially include, number one, the importance or the imperatives, rather, of reducing the number of political appointees in the ECOWAS Commission and to make it more serious. And in making it serious, as to look at integration issues and bring us together, we also looked at the kind of budget, the kind of expenditure, funding that goes into administrative issues that are not development-oriented. And so we felt, just like the African Union, we don't need a bogus kind of administrative house. We don't need all of these 15 commissioners, each member state having a commissioner represented. And then the entire money are also swallowed up again.
Do the participants think that ECOWAS, as it's constituted right now, that is not serious?
Our conclusion is that the structure is wieldy, bogus, and therefore cannot be taken seriously as it's constituted. And therefore, we need a lean structure that is, direct to the point, a lean structure that also reduces funding, expenditure, so that we can have a prudent economic management from the region, from the commission, that can also get some money for development projects for the citizens. Community citizens do not see projects that are development-oriented. For instance, it is difficult for you to see a rail line moving from one country to another. It's difficult. You don't find a regional airline. Such regional infrastructure, they are missing. Why? Because there is no fund. And the major chunk of the funds are going to, involvement, heading towards administrative purposes. So we felt that is not the essence of integration. We need to really touch the lives of the citizens. There is food insecurity. Therefore, funds should aid to ensuring that there is food supply.
So, Doc, basically, members think that ECOWAS cannot address pressing challenges that residents in the West African sub-region experience, including insecurity, movement of people, among other issues?
Yes, absolutely. In all our reviews, we discovered that it is not like, for instance, the heads of state would need to be more concise, and they also need to move out of, the authority of heads of state becoming like a tea party. We are the only sanction actions coming from their colleagues. So we felt that there should be some sanity among the heads of state, and essentially also that the appointed commissioners should be reduced, so that we can save funds. They should be reduced so that they can meet their target. They should be reduced so that we can also look at development. They should be reduced so that we can also look at integration.